and welcome everyone. Before we start the meeting, I need to inform you that we are not expecting a fire drill. So in the event of a fire alarm, please leave the building at the nearest possible exit, which is where you came in, as quickly as possible and in an orderly manner, and assemble at the centre of the main square.
My apologies, Chair.
No problem. Side your seat. Welcome to the Petitions Committee. I'll introduce you to the members of the committee. I'm Councillor Maria Compton, Cabinet Member for Highways and Environment. The lovely lady just walked in.
My apologies, everybody. And
Councillor Simon Hackett is the other Cabinet Member. If you listen to your petition that you're interested in, when we call it out, one person will be able to speak or for 5 minutes, or if you've got more than one person, then it has to be split between the two of you or whatever, but we are only allowing 5 minutes because there's quite a few people here obviously today and we need to get through the people. And that is standard for this process. Once you consider you may stay or leave, as long as you do not disturb the rest of the proceedings or the other people. Is there anyone here intending to film or photograph or record? You are? Okay, that's fine. You need to speak to somebody. Oh, you're not just at the meeting. Is there anybody in here that doesn't want to be recorded? Because this gentleman's intending to record the meeting. Are you all happy with that? Yeah? Sorry?
I don't mind.
You're okay? So everybody's okay? That's fine, then we can continue. So I'm just wondering if everybody's okay. You don't want to upset anyone. Okay, are we going to apologies for absence?
No.
Alright, declarations of interest?
No.
No? Can we confirm the minutes of the last meeting of the 24th of February? I also perfectly okay to me, thank you, Mom. Okay, in that case, we now walk through, we're going to agenda item 4, which is today's event. Right, now we've got a number of new petitions today, so as I said, we'll have 5 minutes per petition. We've got the first one, which is the objection to culling Canada Geese. Who wants to speak? Is it you, Mr. Carroll?
Yes, myself.
Just you? Okay,
yep.
You've got 5 minutes, so please try and be concise. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, this petition calls on SNBC to undertake non-lethal methods of site management regards Canada Geese, its formal parks and open spaces. Both ourselves and Animal Aid have made recommendations to the Council in respect of this, but keep exploring why there appears to be the perceived conflict of interest between these birds and other users lies with SNBC managers themselves. This is an entirely man-made conflict, facilitated by poor management of formal parks and nature reserves over the last 20 years. While Sandals ploughed vast amounts of public money in shaping formal parks with manicured lawns, its nature reserves have been left to rot and become overgrown jungles. It is this key reason why Canada geese prefer to reside and molt in formal parks and shun the nature reserves. The council feeds the geese by providing fresh shore grass with a clear line of sight right next to the waterside. Meanwhile, brambles and nettles are left to thrive, with 3 foot high grass in the nature reserves. The park manager even admitted under scrutiny that their management had not been carried out satisfactorily. Into this minefield, let's look at Victoria Park, Tipton. Can I ask why it was decided to site most of the park's facilities in the area of Victoria Road, Queens Road, including picnic benches, near to where the geese are known to graze near the park? In minutes from the Victoria Park Steering Group, 2nd of June 2003, plans are submitted showing a picnic area fenced and enclosed near to the pool, yet these never materialised. The council therefore placed the benches near the pool and therefore the geese. Why? There are also outline proposals for the park, yet it appears a skate park totalling £125,000 was the most expensive estimate for improvement costs. This together with the children's play area, the recycling facilities, the exercise equipment and the disabled parking facilities were all located near to the pool. I'm sure that the people of Mayfair Gardens would have been seen to be fully accommodating in sacrificing their privacy by nurturing the local disadvantaged youth to the heart of their philanthropic bosoms, if the choice had been made to locate all of these facilities nearer to their homes and away from the demonic waterfowl. Why are road sweepers alleged by park staff to be unable to sweep areas around the park pool because the paths were too narrowly made? Why are they only seen for special events like the Fun Day? And why were the council comfortable leaving excrement around the lakeside whilst conducting their consultation about geese, thus highlighting only the fact that their ground care regime at the site was in itself crap? Hypocritically, the council claimed that it was this risk to the public, yet they appear happy to leave it there, and no direct evidence of harm has ever been presented. Your 2006 Green Spaces, Sandal Green Spaces audit makes no mention of geese being a problem to members of the public. The recent consultation revealed that the greater number of people did not consider the geese to be a problem. That really should have been the end of the matter, but questions remain about the council and its management of parks. We would like to see a statement from senior councillors as to the admitted lies told by parks and countryside staff about the calls, and also the exposed lies concerning the reasons for the original call report, set out in our report, The Prejudiced Lie, which was submitted as a link with this petition. This includes misleading the cabinet member into making false statements on radio about egg pricking, and also ignoring existing policy by changing it without consultation. The conflict of interest between sport users and geese is also council managed. What do councillors make of amateur sports teams collecting goose turds in buckets and then merely dumping them in the long grass? Who sanctioned this? Are the council happy with this practice, standing by and not bothering to remove this so-called hazard that could be inadvertently swallowed? The majority of cancelled sports fixtures are down to bad weather. It was stated at one of the Park Friends meetings that the council spent $300,000 to $400,000 per annum on sports pitch maintenance. How much is spent on nature reserve mowing? Management, manage these areas better and stop scapegoating one species for man-made problems. Stop culling geese. It's some of your staff's behaviour that needs controlling.
Okay. Thank you. We've done some work on this already before, but we are going to look at it again, and it will come back to a further petitions committee, which is going to be the same for everyone. And we will invite you to that meeting. Okay? So we accept your petition and we'll take a look at it, and you can either stay or go now. That's entirely up to you. Okay? I don't know whether you want to continue recording other people's stories, probably only your own that you're interested in.
Okay.